AircheckDownloads.com.
From Weston Supermare to Bath, Thornbury to the Mendips. BBC Radio Bristol.
And with the BBC Radio Bristol News at midday, Nigel Dando.
Devon and Cornwall police say they're investigating reports of a near miss between a drone and a passenger plane.
BBC Radio Bristol.
Let's get the latest on the road situation with Oliver Head.
Thanks, Steve. Busy going on the M5 southbound, heading away from Bristol.
Steve Yabsley, BBC Radio Bristol.
Hello and a very warm welcome to Thursday's programme. The date today is the 11th of August and that means quality local radio broadcasting all the way through. On the show today, a fascinating guest, some compulsive, compelling talking points and a couple of awful ones, a competition for you and sweet peas.
Jazzy, isn't it?
Lionel Richie, related, I suspect, Martin, to Linoleum Richie.
Mm.
On the show today, how would you feel if Rebecca Adlington stroked your leg?
Quite like it, actually. It'd make me want to dance on the ceiling.
Well, she stroked Mark Foster's leg. I don't know which other people's legs she stroked, but how would you react if the Olympic medal-winning swimmer, now retired and now very good on the television, how would you feel if she stroked your leg?
Oh, might give me a little bit of a jolt like that. Ooh.
If any pussycats are listening, how would you feel if you were stroked by Rebecca Adlington?
They quite like being tickled under the cheek, under the chin as well, don't they?
What, swimmers?
No, cats.
Oh, right. On the show today, well, the Sun report, I beg one, the Star reports, indeed several of the papers report, because they often cover the same stories, that a 73-year-old pensioner in Fife, in Scotland, has sculpted his cherry tree, which is a bit like a bush. He's done a bit of topiary on it and made it look like a giant cockerel.
Oh.
And my question is, would you like to see more of this imaginative topiary?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah, well, you were into the Florence tree trade, aren't you?
I was, yeah. And I do like interesting shapes as well. I mean, the more provocative, the better, I think, because it makes
really?
People talk about it.
Provocative? Well, what if there was a V sign carved out of a bush?
That would
be a bit too provocative, isn't it, Martin?
I was talking about different shaped animals.
Well, can you name a provocative animal?
An elephant.
Oh, yeah, they do annoy people, don't they? It's funny, actually, you should mention that, because at the Balloon Fiesta, which is taking place at the moment in Bristol, internationally renowned, they have the funny-shaped balloons.
Yeah.
And we're talking about funny-shaped hedges, and you and I are a funny shape, so there's a theme going, isn't there?
There is a funny shape, yeah. I was watching on TV last night the Minions film.
Oh, yes, great film.
Oh, a lovely film. It was the first time I've seen it. And I remember last year at the Balloon Fiesta, there was a Minions balloon.
That's right.
So it's all coming together.
That's a children's film. You do know that, Martin.
I like watching Disney films.
Nothing wrong with that. I've seen it myself. So, your view on topiary. I think when you're going along a road then, you see someone's made an effort to carve a bush into a shape. It's great, isn't
it? It's nice.
Yeah, it's all part of being British. Knitting. I want to talk about knitting. I did knitting when I was at school for a time, and it's a useful skill. I mean, you can do it and you can watch television at the same time.
I used to slip my needles when I did that, though.
Really?
Mm.
Well, maybe if you practice a little bit more.
AircheckDownloads.com.